From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCollum. La Crosse's City Council has proposed taking up an ordinance that would fine a person who allows underage drinking under their supervision. The social host ordinance's goal is to discourage underage drinking. Those caught by the police could face a fine. Here today to talk about the proposed ordinance and underage drinking in the La Crosse area are Sergeant Randy Rank with the La Crosse Police Department's Community Services Bureau and Dr. Brenda Rooney. She's an epidemiologist with Gunderson Health System, and she's also with the Changing the Culture of Risky Drinking Behavior Coalition. I'm wondering if we can first talk about what are you two seeing in La Crosse when it comes to underage drinking? Sergeant Rank, how often do you come across a party where you find that maybe parents or older siblings are serving people who are underage?
Well, in the La Crosse area, we are aware that these are happening. We haven't seen a lot of these over the last couple of years, but we're aware that, it is happening. We are seeing and citing a lot of underage drinking, be it the college-age students, the 18, 19, 20-year-olds, or we're seeing them down in that 15, 16, and 17-year-old area. So we know, especially with those younger kids, where are they getting their alcohol sources from versus the kids that are, the college age where they have friends that are maybe 21 and 22, and they're getting the alcohol from them. So we know it's an issue. It's out there. We haven't seen a whole lot of it where we've been able to take action at this time.
And at this point in time, if you come across a party where there are underage drinkers, but they're also of-age drinkers, it's just the underagers that are receiving a fine?
Well, yes and no.
Okay.
If we can prove that right now there's an ordinance that if you're of legal drinking age and you provide alcohol to a minor, that ordinance is out there. And if we can prove that, which takes some investigation and time, we will cite those adults at that time for providing that alcohol to them.
How does that differ from what the city council is considering taking up?
Well, the social host ordinance, it's just another tool in our belt. And it looks like based on how the ordinance is written, we don't have to prove that they serve them that alcohol, but that the facility or the location was made available for underage to procure or use alcoholic beverages.
And Dr. Rooney, you've done quite a bit of research on this topic in the La Crosse area. I'm wondering if you can sort of talk about just maybe some of the trends that we're seeing when it comes to underage drinking in La Crosse.
I authored the Burden of Risky Alcohol Use report that we have for our county. We're looking at alcohol use from a variety of perspectives on a variety of populations. And so the data that I have for our youth is based on the Youth Risk Behavior Survey of La Crosse County high school students. And we did a survey in 2010 and a survey in 2013. And the survey in 2013 showed about 4% of our teens reported driving and after drinking. 16% reported binge drinking in the past 30 days, and that is having 4 drinks if you're female or 5 drinks if you're male in one occasion, usually in a couple of hours. 28% of our youth had reported any alcohol use in the past 30 days. So 1 in 3, roughly, are consuming alcohol. They report that they're getting it from their friends and sometimes from older adults. We also know that most adults feel that it's wrong for youth to drink, and they feel that it's wrong for adults to supply alcohol. We did a survey last year, a community perception survey, and 88% of adults surveyed reported that they thought that it was wrong for adults to host underage drinking parties, and they supported increasing the penalties.
And this just looked at high school students, but of course it could be even going on in middle schools.
Mm-hmm.
As well?
Yeah.
But that's not data that you've really honed in on?
Well, according to the high school survey, 15% of high school students had their first drink of alcohol before the age of 13. But our survey doesn't go down that far.
Sure. I'm wondering if you can talk about the future risks that an individual may have if they do start drinking early on in life.
Well, there's a lot of brain development that happens probably through age 25 even, I think the brain research says. And so there's a seriously increased risk of losing IQ, losing serious brain function for people who drink one to two drinks per day. I've seen the research on that. And so that's really the critical piece to this. Plus, the issue with young drivers are that they might drink three or four drinks. They might not be at a legal drinking a BAC of 0.08, but they get in the car and they just don't have the experience that an older driver might have. And so that's one of the findings that we saw was that for motor vehicle crashes for 16 to 24-year-olds, it was much more likely to have some level of injury or death than someone over 25 if they had been drinking. Mm. So the risks are much higher for a young driver as well.
Sergeant Rank, did you want to add to that? Or
we do see in our enforcement and in our investigations, the youth that are consuming alcohol, they're making very, very poor choices. They're young, they're immature, and we throw the alcohol into that mix, and they are excessively drinking, passed out unconscious, putting themselves in danger. They're also involved in acts of vandalism, crimes, and motor vehicle accidents. That does seem to hold true.
You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Today, we're talking about underage drinking in La Crosse and a proposed social host ordinance. My guests are Dr. Brenda Rooney, an epidemiologist with Gunderson Health System, who's also with the Changing the Culture of Risky Drinking Behavior Coalition, and Sergeant Randy Rank with the La Crosse Police Department's Community Services Bureau. I'm wondering if we can sort of dive into this social host ordinance. And I should say at this point in time, this is just the proposed ordinance, so it could end up changing over the next few weeks or months, depending on what the different committees and city council decide upon. But anyways, what essentially it boils down to is if a person serves alcohol in a private residence or at an event to someone who is under 21, they could be fined. And they could receive a forfeiture of anywhere from $1,000 up to $5,000. Is that sort of – obviously, there's a few more nuances to this, but that essentially is what it comes down to.
As the ordinance is written, it's serving or hosting, allowing that to take place at private or public location. And as it is written right now, as you said, it is a proposal that will go before the Common Council. There could be some changes that are made or recommended at that point. But right now, the fine is a potential somewhere between $1,000 and $5,000.
There are a couple questions I have, and maybe City Council will hash this out too. But what if there are some high school students hanging out in a parent's basement? Parents have no idea that underage drinking is going on down there. Could they be fined under that sort of circumstance?
Well, as the ordinance is written, that person that's let's just take your example of the parents. As a parent, we do have some responsibility and make sure that we do know what's going on. Let's say it's at our house. If we do have our son or daughter there, and they have a bunch of friends over, I'm going to want to be checking up on them. If we're completely ignoring what they're doing and not paying attention, and alcohol is snuck into the house or taken from the house, as I understand the ordinance, it's potential, based on what our investigation would find and statements that are made, that, yes, they could be cited.
Dr. Rooney?
Yes, that's true. And that's the way it is in – there currently are at least 22 other municipalities in the state of Wisconsin that have this ordinance, and six counties, and that was as of November 21st of last year. These are kind of popping up all over the place as a way to really kind of get a handle on underage drinking. I believe even if the parent is not aware of the situation, they could be fined.
We should mention that Onalaska was the first community in La Crosse County mm-hmm. to sort of take on the social host ordinance.
Yes.
What about a scenario where the parents are out of town? And maybe the high school students have a party at the home. What happens in that scenario?
That one's going to be a little bit more difficult to prove. But again, it's going to take an investigation. We're probably going to get called for some other reason to the residence, either a noise complaint, complaint from a neighbor of an underage party. We're going to determine, how old these kids are. Who's supposed to be in charge or, the supervision of these I'm going to say teens, probably based on your example, and then what the parents did to make sure that there was not an underage party going. Would I say yes or no on a citation? I just can't because there's too many unknowns at this point. But there's a potential.
And Sergeant Rank, as you mentioned before, I mean, maybe we shouldn't just completely single out parents, but this ordinance could also affect maybe if an older sibling buys alcohol for a younger sibling, or if an older friend potentially buys alcohol for a friend who is underage.
I believe it does. Okay. It's not just directly targeting the parents, but you're correct. Older sibling. It may even apply to one of the large house parties that we have here in the La Crosse area, where you have a bunch of 21, 22, 23-year-olds, and they're holding a large party. Again, you know, the ordinance makes it a little bit easier for us to bring charges for violation of this than it does us having to prove that they are actually serving to these underage, where sometimes these kids will tell us, well, we brought it in on our own, that type of thing.
That's what I was wondering, if maybe part of this was aimed at some of the larger college parties that take place, you know, whether UWL, Viterbo, Western students, and how much of an effect that this could have on those larger parties.
We've seen when we're able to, we've had some alcohol compliance grants that we received through our department. We know it plays a tremendous effect when the students know that we're out there, we are targeting the underage alcohol, the open intoxicants, and the other things that come with these type of situations.
Dr. Rooney, did you want to comment on?
I think it's really kind of tough to evaluate whether or not a social host ordinance will be effective or not, and that's one of the things that we're looking at. We have a couple grad students that are interested in researching that because mostly they're made to deter house parties, and so we won't know how many house parties we've deterred. We'll just know how many that we've potentially had citations at. And I think in Onalaska, since it was passed, there hasn't been any social host ordinance violations to date. But that might mean that it's hugely successful because we've deterred. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you know that there's going to be $1,000 to potentially $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 fine on top of any other fines that you might get for serving underage people, that's certainly a deterrent. And I do have some statistics on the number of potential house parties that we had from 2009 to 11 in the city of La Crosse. And that was potentially at least 83 house parties in those 3 years, probably more, because the house party wasn't a code on it. We were just going based on the number of citations.
And are these college-aged house parties or all-age house parties?
All-age house parties.
Where the police did show up.
Yes, where there were at least 5 citations issued at that address.
Oh, okay, for underage drinking.
For underage drinking.
Oh, interesting.
So we'll be able to look potentially forward to see if that number goes down. A lot of it is dependent upon staffing and whether or not there's resources to go after that. But certainly if it's right in front of you, you can't ignore it either. So,
how is this going to work within college campuses, whether at UW, La Crosse, Viterbo, or Western dorm? You know, if someone is living in the dorms and they're serving alcohol behind closed doors, but then they get caught.
Well, on the UWL campus, it's actually state property. So as I understand, the laws is we would not be able to enforce the ordinance actually on the state property unless UWL would look at adopting it in one of their administrative codes. Now, the other campuses do not have the same regulations that UWL has, so the ordinance would be in effect.
Oh, interesting. And what happens if the social host is also under 21? If, you know, a 20-year-old somehow got their hands on some alcohol and then served it to other 18, 19, 20-year-olds, do you know how that could play out at this point in time?
Well, social host is really goes back to providing a location.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't, I would imagine it would fall into the
It doesn't make a difference what happens.
I don't think that's going to have an impact the age,
okay.
And I don't think the ordinance specified that the host had to be over 21.
You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCullum. My guests today are Dr. Brenda Rooney. She's an epidemiologist with Gunderson Health System and also with the Changing the Culture of Risky Drinking Behavior Coalition. And Sergeant Randy Rank is with the La Crosse Police Department's Community Services Bureau. We're talking about a proposed social host ordinance in the city of La Crosse. Just a couple other little scenarios I want to run over. At this point in time, I should probably just say it's unclear how the social host ordinance could affect landlords at this point in time. But I know that there's mention of hotel and motel rooms within the ordinance. Is that just, I mean, would that look at a motel or hotel owner or whoever rents the room out?
Whoever rents the room out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Correct. That's how I'd understand it also.
Because it provided a location, and that, again, is what social host gets back to, providing location for party.
So what about at a public party, whether it be maybe a church picnic or Riverfest? I mean, I guess those are private parties on a public property potentially. And if someone's caught drinking under the age of 21 there, do you know how that scenario could play out?
It would have to be a blatant disregard for these underage persons to get the alcohol. That's not what we're really looking for or targeting. So, you know, this, it's kind of hard to say, to answer your question exactly, but I don't think that's what it's aimed for. But if it's a blatant disregard where there's somebody at this event and they know that there's underage and they're not doing nothing to end it, there's a potential, but I highly doubt it.
And there are some exemptions within this law. Under this ordinance, parents could still serve their own child alcohol. And there's also some religious exemptions as well, because I'm assuming that just falls under state law.
That's correct. And a parent can allow their underage person to consume alcoholic beverages. They cannot even, the ordinance even specified that if one of their friends is over there and their parent is not at that location, but they give them permission, that's the violation of the law. They cannot do that, even if they have permission from another parent. You know, and what we're probably looking at there is, as we're getting closer to the high school graduations, that's where you may see that type of violation where a bunch of high school kids and they're at, they go from back and forth from, graduation to graduation. And the parents may be there, but maybe they leave. But the parent has to be present with that underage person, otherwise it's a violation.
So, Dr. Rooney, why do you think that a law like this is, or an ordinance like this, could be needed in La Crosse?
Well, as Sergeant Rank said, it's really just one tool in the belt or in the toolbox. Our coalition has actually taken a public health model approach to this. So we look at, it's a triangle, and we look at what circumstances around the host make it riskier for that person to consume alcohol, and certainly age is one issue. The other might be the knowledge that that person has about the risky, the effects of risky drinking behaviors. So then we also look at the host itself, alcohol, and there's very little that we can regulate on the host, or alcohol in this case, the agent, other than probably if you look at keg registration, that's something that really does regulate the agent itself, but we can't look at the price of alcohol locally or how it's sold, or, you know, there's certainly, like if it's consumed with high caffeine, it's probably more potent, things like that we have a hard time really looking at. And then there's the environment, so that's the third piece to the triangle, and the environment is what we're really kind of focusing our energy on. How can we create a healthier environment so that when alcohol is consumed, there's less harm? So we've always been about harm reduction, and so we look at different ways in which alcohol is consumed in the community, and house parties is one, bars is another, and so we can't push down too hard on one without it popping up elsewhere. So, and the whole thing with keg registration, we saw then the people don't buy kegs as much, now they buy 30 packs. And so you always have to kind of look at where the risky behavior is coming from. And certainly for our underagers, we know house parties are a big thing and a big source of alcohol. And so that's one area that we're looking at.
And Sergeant Rank, you've mentioned a couple times that this could just be another tool in the police department's belt.
That is correct. I mean, there's a lot of different violations that our officers come across when we respond to, you know, underage alcohol type of things. If it's providing underage alcohol, if it's a large party where they're serving the alcohol and they don't, we've wrote citations for not having alcohol licenses. And we've seen the fines, you know, go into the tens of thousands of dollars, you know, when all these tickets are issued and whatnot. So it is another tool for us to use as we combat this issue.
Do you honestly think that something like this could really help cut back on underage drinking within the area?
Sure. Yeah. I wouldn't be here supporting it if I didn't. There are some things where we kind of work on for a while and we say, oh, you know, really, is this gonna have an impact? But this is one thing that we have seen. There's a whole list of what works document of evidence-based strategies, and this is definitely one of those strategies that's on the evidence base. There's lots of research out to show that communities that have this have lower drinking age. It all affects the culture, and that's kind of our coalition's name is Changing the Culture, and that's really, it's not going to be one thing that fixes this or turns it around, but we have to have a variety of approaches. And someday we'll look back, just like we do with tobacco today, we'll look back and say, wow, that things really have changed over the last 15 to 20 years. So.
And I'd agree. From the law enforcement perspective, obviously, the officers are out there, you know, investigating the complaints and what the situations are. You know, our hope is that we never have to issue a citation for this. And if it does, like Dr. Rooney said, you know, we've accomplished a lot. But in the other side of it, I mean, unfortunately, we see a lot of things that most people don't see. And what alcohol does and what the problems it creates in our community. So, you know, we think any tool in our belt to assist us as we combat this from the law enforcement perspective is great.
Sergeant Randy Rank was with the La Crosse Police Department's Community Services Bureau, and Dr. Brenda Rooney is an epidemiologist with Gunderson Health System, and she's also with the Changing the Culture of Risky Drinking Behavior Coalition. Today, we were talking about underage drinking in the La Crosse area and the proposed social host ordinance. The City Council's Judiciary and Administration Committee will be taking up the social host ordinance on April 29th. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes John Gatto, Mary Meehan Strube, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. If you missed part of today's show, you can find the audio archives at wpr.org/newsmakers. Our site also has archives of recent editions of Newsmakers, and if you'd like to share comments or make suggestions for future shows, you'll also find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/newsmakers. For updates on future shows, links to our archives, and more, like us on Facebook at WPR Newsmakers.